This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Since its launch in November, the Wheeling online community portal, Wheelunk.com, has attracted web traffic from all 50 states in the U.S. and around the globe. The website serves as a platform for in-depth stories about Wheeling and also provides a forum for new ideas and community events. Now the site's creators have taken that formula and applied it to a similar project in Randolph County called Elkinite. Jesse Wright sat down with some of the volunteers who run the site.
We just want to find stories that build people up and do things constructively. We don't want to tear people apart at all.
That's Davis and Elkins College student Andrew Carroll. He's one of Elkinite's managers and content providers. Carroll is also helping West Virginia Public Broadcasting provide coverage of this year's summer workshops and festivities in Elkins at the Augusta Heritage Center at Davis and Elkins College. I met him and fellow Elkinite manager Kate Reed recently at Clara Bell's Coffee Shop and Eatery in downtown Elkins. Carroll says Elkinite doesn't necessarily want to compete with traditional media outlets.
They've got their own thing to do and it works for them. We're not interested in that. We're interested in our own thing. But what we've recognized is that in these communities, there's a void where someone's not telling a story that people would read and they would care about. And there's also a void in the digital presence and the web presence. And so we're just filling a market space that no one's in.
Elkinite is an offshoot of a similar website based in Wheeling called Wheelunk. Wheelunk co-founder and Elkinite mastermind Jason Kegler says another goal for both sites is to provide young people with an avenue to connect with their community using the technology they're used to.
The information that's important to this generation in terms of culture, quality of life, inspiration, ideas to do something, to take action, this is the void that we're filling.
Back in Elkins, Andrew Carroll says that one of the more unique aspects of Wheelunk that Elkinite has replicated is the ideas section.
And the idea with ideas is someone can pitch their idea, but really write a plan for it and be constructive about it.
And also with that, if someone has something negative they want to talk about, they can talk about it, but they need to offer solution to it.
That's Elkinite co-manager Kate Reed.
So we don't want it to just be like, well, we're terrible, so we have a drug problem, and that's it. So what are we going to do about it?
In her regular job, Reed is the alumni coordinator for Leadership West Virginia. She said at first she was apprehensive about taking on a project like Elkinite as a volunteer because of how public it is. She also wasn't sure how it would be received by the local community. In the end, she decided it was worth the risk.
I get ticked off when people make fun of my town or think I'm uneducated or, you know, really attack the problems and stereotype us. So being part of something positive makes me feel good, and I want to continue to be part of it.
Elkinite had a soft opening last week and officially launched this week. Jason Kegler says Wheelunk provided a framework for the site, technically and graphically, but the volunteers in Randolph County are making Elkinite their own.
They took that ball and ran with it, and actually they have, in this past 10 days, have given us 5 things to consider for Wheelunk that we're considering changing or doing ourselves.
Kegler doesn't want to stop with Wheelunk and Elkinite. He says he is working with West Virginia Executive Magazine to extend the Wheelunk model to other towns around the state.
It would be great to have 10 of these up and running by this time next year.
Kegler says the plan is to also build a statewide umbrella website.
What it would do would pull content from its feeder sites, so like Elkinite and Wheelunk, and then whatever other cities come on board.
He says he's already in talks with several other towns to explore new projects. He's not ready to name all those places yet, but he did say the New River Gorge area is next on the list. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright in Elkins.
And coming up next, we'll stay in Elkins. This is West Virginia Morning at 7:48. Fog this morning, cloudy skies today with scattered rain and thunderstorms, temperatures in the 70s and low 80s. Scattered rain and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the 60s. Scattered rain and thunderstorms tomorrow morning, becoming partly cloudy by Saturday afternoon. Temperatures in the 70s and low 80s. Partly cloudy Saturday night, partly sunny on Sunday, but there's still a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms, temperatures remaining in the 70s and low 80s. This week at the Augusta Heritage Center in Elkins, it's Early Country Music Week, but it's also Cajun Week. So this morning, we want to share a taste of the Louisiana Cajun music rising up out of Randolph County with a splash of some French Quebec sound. It's a rich, multi-ethnic scene there in Elkins. Andrew Carroll, who we just met in our previous story, brings us this story of a Canadian accordion player on a mission at Augusta.
That's André Baillageon from Montreal, Quebec. It's his first year at the Augusta Heritage Center of Davis and Elkins College. He's on a mission this week to learn a song for his grandmother.
Oh yeah, she was so special, not only in love with Cajun music, but with my grandmother. She was really funny. When she dies at 106 years old, I said in my prayer, I said to my grandmother, help me to learn accordion, because I don't know nothing about accordion, and I want to play it.
André was introduced to the accordion in Louisiana and fell in love with its sound and with the music of his grandparents, Cajun music.
I think my grandmother helped me, but I have to do that job too, you know? So that's why I'm here in Elkins, to learn a song. So I said, if you help me to play accordion and my prayer, I'm going to compose a song for you.
The song André is working on is called J'aime. It's named after his grandmother. It's a version of a traditional Cajun song called Madeline.
So it goes like that.
André is one of about 140 students at Augusta this week. Some students are studying early country music. Others have come to learn Cajun and Creole music from masters like Cheryl Cormier, sometimes called the Queen of the Cajun Accordion, and four-time Grammy nominee Cajun fiddler David Greeley. Students take classes all day and then jam and dance late into the night. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Andrew Carroll in Elkins.
Well, on any given night, Umphrey's McGee can be found performing for thousands of screaming fans. But on this week's broadcast of Mountain Stage, they deliver a special performance for a sold-out crowd of about 400. Here's Umphrey's McGee with Come A Later on this Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
Little things on cheap, up to no good, selling, sharing. It took up to a month. And once you're here, there's no way out. Stick with your 90 days of hell. Knew it well, might as well. I said, I never thought you looked like you should. never see what becomes. And once you're out, there's no way in. Slick with your knots, your tail will spin. Spin around West Virginia, hopefully. We'll see you guys next time. Right now. See yourself looking back through time, wasting all those precious coins. But when will it all right to stay away tonight, tonight?
Humphreys McGee with Come A Later. You can hear this song again and more music Saturday night at 8 on Mountain Stage, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. We're always interested in your comments. You can send them to feedback@wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. West Virginia Morning is produced with the assistance of Suzanne Higgins, Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Glennis Board, Dave Mistich, Roxy Todd, Liz McCormick, and Jesse Wright. Our theme music and break music are by Matt Jackfort. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.